The following program has been paid for by the Weiner Wellness Clinic. The views expressed in this program are not necessarily those of KDKA or its parent companies. The information provided in this program is for general informational purposes only. Listeners are encouraged to consult with their health provider regarding their specific medical issues. It's time for The Holistic Truth with your host, Joe Messino, family director and functional nutritionist, along with natural health experts Dr. Gideon Orbach, Dr. Phil Ross, and Jeffrey Nisnik.
You know, every time we get together with Joe Messina and then he brings on some of the great members of their team at the Weiner Wellness Center, it never ceases to amaze me the interesting facts that just when I think I have learned so much from being around him and those wonderful folks for years, he always comes up with something to dazzle me that I think, boy, big picture, this can help a lot of people. So, Joe, great to have you back again. So where would you like to begin on this rainy Saturday, sir?
Well, Rob, great to be back with you, buddy. You know, I'd like to start by just letting everybody know about this. I mean, we're right in the middle of a great event right here at the World of Wellness. You know, formerly the Weiner Wellness Center, the name change is almost complete, Rob. That's big news in and of itself. And, of course, we will be honoring the icon, the late, great Dr. James Weiner, five times a year with the James Weiner Wellness Week. And, of course, that starts the next one on December 4th. But today, we were hosting an event, and it's been tremendous. In fact, I've been talking all morning. Me and Jamie, we've been out there. We have about 100 people here at the center. They're all here for a combination of learning about nutrition and holistic health, and in conjunction with the Pennsylvania Coalition for Informed Consent. So, you know, Rob, Dr. Weiner was, and you know this as well as I do, he was the first guy to trumpet, you know, the importance of medical freedom and your ability to choose what to do with your body. He was the first guy to do that all for years and decades. So, you know, knowing your rights, knowing your freedoms, and knowing, you know, exactly what you can and cannot do is an important thing. So we partnered with the Pennsylvania Coalition for Informed Consent. We're hosting their monthly meetings here every month, once a month, right here at the World of Wellness. We're in the middle of one right now. And we're also talking about, you know, options, right? Options to, you know, allopathic medicine. And of course, that's what we do here, Rob. We provide natural, holistic options to allopathy. And just talking to some of the people here on the break at the center here, you know, they're asking these simple questions, Rob. Like, you know, I go to see the orthopedist and they said I should get a hip replacement. And they said, isn't there any other options? And the surgeon said, no. Now, you know me, Rob, I think surgeons are miracle workers when it comes to putting bodies back together from trauma. Nothing. These guys are incredible. But when it comes to ongoing, natural, systemic health, you know, you're better off going with some holistic options first. So we've been talking to people about that all day. And that brought me right into the topic I want to discuss in the first half of the show, before we bring on Dr. Phil Ross. And that is how important the microbiome influences not just your immune system, but your overall health. Now, your immune system and your gut microbiome, they share what we would call a symbiotic relationship. Okay, to immune function, you know, to just the overall state of health in your body. How your gut goes, so does the health of the rest of your body. Now, more than 99, I love you gave me a great lead in, Rob. You said you learned all these facts. Well, I got some facts for you. More than 99% of our genes come from not chromosomes, but from microbes. Isn't that incredible? I mean, listen to these numbers. You have about, everybody, we have about 22,000 to 25,000 chromosomal genes. Okay, these are the genes that they identified through what was called the Human Genome Project. But we also have about 3.3 million microbial genes in the body. So 99% of the genes in our body are microbial, not genomic. Isn't that incredible? And, you know, what does that mean for us? What does that mean for our health? Well, it goes back to birth, because the best predictor of your future health, believe it or not, is the state of the gut microbiome at birth. Now, this, Rob, takes me back to about 15 years ago. Might be longer. I don't know. I'm losing track of time. But when I first learned of this Italian study, the study that was done in Italy, and you know what they were actually looking for, Rob? They were looking for, why do some babies suffer from colic? And some, and you know, to different degrees, but why, and some don't? So, you know how, you know the term reverse engineering, right? So that's what they did. They traced back from, you know, infants and toddlers to infants to you know, just born. And to make a long story short, they found, Rob, that two factors made the difference. And those two factors are, was that baby born vaginally, or was that baby born through a C-section? That was factor number one. Factor number two was that baby nursed for 12 months? Average time, 12 months. Those two factors proved beyond a shadow of a doubt the cause of colic. And, you know, if you've ever had, if anybody out there has ever had a colicky baby, it's just brutal. The baby cries constantly. It's coming from what? From its gut, from pain in the abdomen, pain in the microbiome. Now, here's the reasons behind that, Rob. As I said earlier, you have a direct connection between the state of your microbiome, that's the gut health, and your immune system. So what happens is, what builds your immune system? Well, probiotics build your immune system. And then, yeah, some people will know, yeah, we've talked about that for years. But you get two building blocks of your immune system in this pathway I just discussed. The vaginal canal provides the lactobacillus bacterium, the breast milk, and the actual contact with the baby in the skin of the breast provides the bifidobacterium. Those are the two building blocks to your entire microbiome. And those two things will determine your state of health as you progress through life. Now, Rob, think about this. I mean, C-sections were almost becoming like, you know, you know, you could choose it anytime you wanted. I want to pick my baby's birth date. Okay, just have a C-section. But they were becoming so commonplace, and what we were finding, what we found was that babies were suffering not just from colic, but susceptibility to allergies went up, susceptibility to things like asthma went up, all the way up to and including behavioral issues like centered around ADD and ADHD. This is all from that Italian study about 15 years ago, Rob. It's incredible stuff, and it's something that you can still fix. That's the beauty of it. Addressing the microbiome on a regular basis will affect your health in so many different ways, and right at the center of it, Rob, is your immune system.
All right, let me get a break in here, and when we come back, we've got much more, including Dr. Ross is going to be joining us, Dr. Phil Ross. And remember, folks, 412-922-9355. He is Joe Messina. This is the Holistic Truth Odyssey, 100.1 FM, AM 1020, KDK.
It's time for the Holistic Truth with your host, Joe Messina, family director and functional nutritionist. along with natural health experts Dr. Gideon Orbach, Dr. Phil Ross, and Jeffrey Nisnik.
All right, back with Mr. Messina, of course, World of Wellness, the former Weiner Wellness Center. They continue the reboot, reconstruction, a lot of exciting things happening. Of course, this is the Holistic Truth, and Joe's got much more to come, including Dr. Phil Ross. But let's get back to him right now, where he's joining us live from the World of Wellness just over the hill here in the Crafton Green Tree area. Go ahead, Joe.
Well, you know, we were talking about the microbiome, the connection from birth through, you know, adulthood. And how the microbiome is going to affect your health. Now, we talked about it, you know, what happens at birth and the difference between, you know, a vaginal birth and a C-section and is the baby nursed. Now, babies, Rob, that in during this study, let me just conclude this part of it. They found that the babies that, you know, had one or the other occurrence had issues, but the ones who had the most from colic to allergies, to asthma, to worse, were the ones who were born via cesarean section and not nursed at all. For whatever reason, you know, maybe the mother couldn't produce milk, whatever the reason was, that wasn't the issue. The issue was that the babies that fell into that category had the worst health moving forward. So anybody listening out there, if they hear this and they know of a baby in their family or friends that was born through cesarean section and maybe was or was not nursed for a considerable amount of time, 6 to 12 months, you need to take action, because the microbiome is an amazing thing. It can be replenished, but it's going to take action. What happens, Rob, on the flip side is that we make matters worse. The baby develops colic. The baby develops allergies or asthma. And, you know, through pediatric medicine, they don't supply the microbiome with the probiotics it needs. Now they more or less go the other direction with medications that further deplete the microbiome. So we got issues out there, and it goes through life. You know, Rob, yeah, the commercials out there with the little purple pills and, you know, just take your purple pill and eat whatever you want. That's not helping the matter here. Okay. We need to fortify the microbiome. And even babies that fall under these categories, their microbiome can be fortified. And that means through probiotic activity. Now, an infant's not going to be able to take a probiotic capsule, but we have powders available for them. You can also take those capsules, open them up, and put them in the baby's food, and then in whatever they're drinking or whatever they're eating. The probiotics have to get into the baby in order to fortify the microbiome. And then we have to make sure we're not attacking it from the other end with foods that are filled with, you know, preservatives and hormones and things like that. You got to really read your labels, folks. Reading labels has to start at that infant stage, not just adults, but you got to be careful with some of these formulas out there. So the microbiome is that important. It's directly related to your baby's health. It's directly related to your immune system, to our immune system. It's something that you cannot avoid. And Rob, if you're going to live in this country and eat any kind of diet out there that's, you know, that involves you not cooking it at home from organically grown foods, then you've got a problem with your microbiome. You know, and I know you've had issues. We've all had issues. But you know what? It can be addressed and it can be fixed. And the first thing you got to do, and this is something I think people need to realize, Rob. I know a lot of people know about probiotics, right? And they know about enzymes. But, you know, that's not the first thing that's needed to repair the microbiome. The first thing that's needed are nutrients that will fortify the mucosa, which is the wall, the stomach wall, or the wall around the intestines. Your entire digestive system has this outer coating called the mucosa. That has to be addressed first, because it takes very little to deteriorate it. And when it starts to deteriorate, there's these microbic lesions, and that's all that it takes for bacteria to get in to the biome, the microbiome, and for nutrients to leak out. Now, Rob, you've heard the term leaky gut, right?
Absolutely.
All right. Irritable bowel, leaky gut, Crohn's, all of these things, they're just different names for the same issue. And that is a deteriorated microbiome and lesions in the mucosa. If you can heal that mucosa, that lining, that wall that surrounds the digestive system, that's step one. Because now you can stop the onslaught of bacteria. Now you can stop the leakage of nutrients coming out. That has to be step one. And we have a formula here at the Wellness Center. And you know what, Rob? I'm going to be saying Weiner Wellness Center for a long time because it's just so stuck, right? We're not going to get away from it. But here, we have a formulation. We've had it now for about 10 years, and the testimonials that we have on this are just through the roof. It's called GI Complete, and it's a powder. And that's important because if you have an issue with your microbiome and you have lesions where nutrients are leaking out and bacteria and fungus and parasites are getting in, well, the last thing you want to do is to try to repair that with something in a capsule that you got to work to break down. So the powder gets into the bloodstream immediately and starts to go to work. And this formulation has two nutrients in it, Rob, that work synergistically to actually repair the mucosa. Those two nutrients are an amino acid called L-glutamine, very common amino acid, but with it, it's the amount. And the clinical trials have shown that you need about 5 grams, I'm not talking milligrams here, I'm talking grams of L-glutamine for this healing process to take place. And then we combine it with another nutrient called zinc carnosine. It's a combination of zinc and the amino acid L-carnosine. And this combination of nutrients in many countries, Rob, is a first-line defense for healing peptic ulcers. If it can heal a peptic ulcer, then it can repair the microbiome. It can repair the mucosa. And then once you've repaired it, now you fortify it. Step two, get those probiotics into your body. Step three, add great enzymes into your daily routine to help you assimilate nutrients better and keep that enzymatic process going in the gut. So this is how you can repair and fortify the microbiome. You know, Rob, we have physicians across the country we work with who use this formulation, GI Complete Powder, as a frontline therapy for every single patient they see. It doesn't matter what they come to them for. They know that there's some deterioration in the mucosa and the biome. Because you live in this country, you eat in these restaurants, you live this lifestyle, you're going to have some sort of deterioration in the microbiome. So they start every single patient they see on a GI Complete powder protocol and then start addressing other condition-specific issues they may have.
All right, I got to jump in here because we got to get to a break, but 30 seconds, tell everybody who's coming up after the break.
Okay, so coming up after the break is our own Dr. Phil Ross. Dr. Ross has been here since May at the Wellness Center. His book's filling up fast, guys, so get in here. Give us a call, 922-9355, 412-922-9355. But his expertise is in sports rehabilitation, and he is certified under TPI, Titleist Performance Institute. correct, Dr. Ross?
Yes.
And he's going to give us a rundown on what that means and how that can help you.
So you can get that swing back where it needs to be so you can get back in the game. Don't forget, folks, World of Wellness, but yeah, Weiner Wellness Center, Dr. Weiner, W-I-N-E-R.com. Again, that number Joe gave out, 412-922-WELL, 412-922-9355. It is the Holistic Truth, part of Rob Pratt Saturday, each and every week from 1 until 2 p.m. What we have now, a couple of minutes, we'll get to the news from CBS Radio at 31 past the hour, and Dr. Phil Ross and Joe Messina coming back with the second half hour of World of Wellness, The Holistic Truth, Dr. Weiner, W-I-N-E-R.com, 412-922-9355.
The following program has been paid for by the Weiner Wellness Clinic.
It's time for The Holistic Truth with your host, Joe Messina, family director and functional nutritionist, along with natural health experts Dr. Gideon Orbach, Dr. Phil Ross, and Jeffrey Nisnik.
On location in World of Wellness, the Weiner Wellness Center, of course, Dr. Weiner, W-I-N-E-R.com. It is Joe Messina and Dr. Phil Ross. Joe, go right ahead, sir.
Well, I want to get right into it with Dr. Ross here because he's got, you know, this guy is like preparation personified. You know, I told him, I says, Doc, I want you to come on the radio a little bit today. Okay, but then he comes in. He's got books and papers and notes and everything. And it's like, I just relax. And he's excited, he's passionate, and that's what we love. So, Dr. Ross, tell us about TPI.
Yeah, guys, so TPI stands for the Titleist Performance Institute. So, long story short, it takes you through a movement screen of the 15 fundamental biomechanical movements in swinging a golf club. So it literally assesses all the way from your cervical spine, so your neck, all the way down to your ankle mobility. And the philosophy of the Titleist Performance Institute is we don't believe in there's one way to swing a golf club. Rather, there's an infinite number of swing styles. But we do believe there is one efficient way for every player to swing, and it is based on what the player can physically do. So when you go to certain golf pros, they kind of have a cookie cutter, hey, we're going to do this and we're going to do that, and this is how we do it. It's not really specifically tailored. What the TPI screen does is we'll check your range of motion and strength of different joints and muscles to see where you're proficient and see where you're deficient. So it's the 15 movements in the biomechanical movements of the golf swing. And then from there, we kind of break everything down. So usually I'll screen someone, and then I'll give them a couple stretches to do. And then when they come back, we give them therapeutic exercises, different kind of strength exercises, just so they can have a better golf swing and feel better in their body. So in how TPI works is there's three different providers. You have a TPI Medical, TPI Power, and TPI Golf. So it all kind of works as a team. So for example, I was working with a golf pro at a country club, and if any of his golfers are hurt, he'll send me and say, here's their screen, this is where they're having pain, and they come to the clinic, and I treat them for maybe three or four times. They go back to golfing pain-free.
Wow, pain-free. Yep. Now, you know, I'm not a big golfer. Rob and I were talking about this. He's not a big golfer. I'm not a big golfer. But to be able to do something you love pain-free makes a big difference in it, doesn't it? I mean, not just in the quality of your game, but how much you enjoy it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, just working in the private practice, you got a lot of people who are avid weekend warrior golfers. Mm. And that's the big thing. They'll come in, Doc, you know, my wrist is bothering me golfing. It's not always necessarily low back, but it could be wrist. It could be elbow, golfer's elbow, ankle. And going back to how they don't believe there's just one cookie-cutter approach how to swing a golf club, who I learned from, his name's Dave Phillips. He's actually John Rahm's golf pro. John Rahm had a club foot when he was born. So if you actually watch John Rahm swing, it's extremely different from everybody else's on tour because it's tailored for him. Because right. He can't bend through his ankle like everybody else can, so he has to kind of change up his swing.
So do you actually work with him on the mechanics of the swing itself?
Yes. That's more tailored towards the golf pro. Mm-hmm. My job as being a medical is to get them out of pain, but there's also certain different stretches and exercises that we could do to kind of help tailor their golf swing so it's a little bit more efficient.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now how does this affect other aspects of their health and their life?
Yeah, so if we take them through the screen and they're very deficient in, let's say, just an easy one, thoracic mobility.
Explain what that is.
So middle of your back, if you can't rotate as much as you want to through the middle of your back, TPI, they have very good exercises. So we go through a couple different exercises, and they actually get you in the clinic and treat you. And when you go home, it could, you know, there's a wide variety of things. You just feel like you move better in your body, you know.
Hey, Rob, are you sitting in your chair kind of twisting to see what your mobility is? That's what I'm doing right now.
Yeah, so, yeah, but it's obviously this is more tailored to golf, but the different exercises and different stretches you could do can benefit your quality of life, mm-hmm. you know, in every aspect of life, just movement-wise.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah. Yep.
And so basically then this, I mean, no matter if it's golf or not, mm-hmm. this is going to help with other sports, other activities, other
yep.
exercise programs, things like that, right?
Absolutely. Yep. So being, you know, being, if you're golf medical too, they take you through, it's more comprehensive. It's called SFMA. So it's a selective functional movement analysis. So it will take you through a ton of different ranges of motion, test your joints, and then we provide therapy based on that to get your quality of life better.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Good.
Yep.
So then if when you're working with somebody, it's a multifaceted approach,
yep.
right? It's not just one thing that you're doing to help with a swing, not one thing you're doing with the thoracic motion of the back, but it's a multifaceted approach that involves stretching. It involves muscle movement.
Yep.
How much does muscle memory play a part in this?
It does. So, yeah, it definitely does. So, just the same amount of repetition you do, the more you do it, you'll create that neuroplasticity in your brain so you could recollect it when you actually need to do it. You know, it fires really quick. So, but yeah, we work on the golf swing. The SFMA protocol is actually really nice assessing certain things too. And then we were going back to the three different providers, the power. So I also do some more things you could do in the gym at home to kind of strengthen what's deficient. Especially in golfers, it's usually your glute max and your abdominal core stability muscles are kind of weak. So, you know, come in clinic and we give you all the different exercises you could do at home and at the gym just to increase the, increase everything.
Well, I know Rob knows about muscle memory because I've seen him work the heavy bag.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that hook comes out real effortlessly, Rob.
Thank you for that compliment, sir.
Okay, so now, how much time we got before the break, Rob?
About 4 minutes.
Okay. So let's ask you a little bit about some testimonials from some of the guys you've worked with.
Yeah. So I've worked with golfers. I have golfers anywhere from Achilles tendonitis, so not even just golfing, just walking. He couldn't do up and down the hills, and he went to two orthopedic surgeons, said he has Achilles tendinopathy, and just basically to rest. And he said, I can't rest, I'm a golfer. So he came in, and we worked on him, and he golfs pain-free without a problem. And he's golfing, you know, at least once every other week. He'll go fly somewhere in Florida to golf, but
Tell us a little bit about Achilles tendonitis.
Yeah, so Achilles tendonitis, tendinopathy, basically you have, we'll just say you have tight calf muscles pulling on your Achilles tendon.
Okay.
Long story short, when he was walking uphill, it was putting too much strain on it.
Uh-huh.
And so the doc just said take time off, but we actually provided therapy with the laser,
okay.
Graston, cupping, and he's walking pain-free now. The most common ones I get, it's very common for golfers to have a low back injury at their L5 S1, that disc.
Where is that located? If you're drawing a picture.
Kind of right over your tailbone.
Okay.
Right over your tailbone slightly. That's the most common golf injury that I get. And the best feeling, Joe, is when I get someone coming in and they're like, Doc, I just golfed 18 holes pain-free. That's the best right there. Yeah, so they improve there. Golfer's elbow, we treat that as well.
No, I didn't even know there was such a thing as golfer's elbow. I knew there was tennis elbow.
Yep.
And there's Tommy John.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. So
baseball.
Yeah, so golfer's elbow is on the inside of your elbow.
Okay.
Tennis elbow on the outside of your elbow.
All right.
And I wish I would have known in grad school an easy way to remember it. Tennis ball has hair, outside of your arm has hair. And you're just trying to burn that into your head. But So we work with that as well. So there's just any kind of golf injury or any kind of golf pain.
Can tennis elbow happen on either arm? I mean, golf elbow?
Yes.
On either arm?
Either arm. Okay. Yes, it can. Yep. And
because there's different mechanisms. One arm, you know, in the swing, right?
100%. Yeah. And people even present with avid golfers, they present with the tennis elbow as opposed to the golfer's elbow. Mm. Again, it's based on your style of swing.
Okay.
You know, and so what the cool thing is about TPI is we were talking about that most common injury to the L5-S1 disc. It's usually because people early extend in their golf swing. Mm. So that's usually because of tight internal rotators of your hip. So if you come in and get therapy to kind of loosen up those muscles, strengthen other muscles, so you're not going into that early extension, you're not going to load that disc. You're not going to have pain.
See, it's all about the mechanics.
It's all about the mechanics.
And the way the body moves and the freedom of movement.
Yes.
Right?
Absolutely.
So what we want to do, Rob, in the last segment, you know, Dr. Ross mentioned laser, coupling, Grafton. These are some of the other modalities he does, and he incorporates them into all of his patients. So I want him to focus on those for the last segment.
All right, sounds good. Let's get a break in here again. They're there right now, World of Wellness, Weiner Wellness Center, of course, Dr. Weiner, WINER.com, 412-922-WELL, 412-922-9355. Going back to the World of Wellness with Joe Messina and Dr. Phil Ross right after a quick break on KDKA, Rob Pratt Saturday.
It's time for the holistic truth with your host, Joe Messina, family director and functional nutritionist, along with natural health experts, Dr. Gideon Orbach, Dr. Phil Ross, and Jeffrey Nisnik.
All right, we have just under 10 minutes before we have to say goodbye for this week, so let's get back to the two that are making it happen today on The Holistic Truth. He is Joe Messina and Dr. Phil Ross. Gentlemen, go ahead, Joe.
Well, you know, we just, like I said, the first half of the show, we got a great event going on here. I want to let everybody know that, you know, we've been partnering with the Pennsylvania Coalition for Informed Consent. You've got to know your rights. You got to know your medical rights. You got to know your freedoms. And Dr. James Weiner was the man who started it all with medical freedom. So we're doing our best to keep that legacy going by partnering with the PCIC. So they're here right now. They're upstairs. They got 100 people up in our conference room upstairs learning about their medical rights, learning about their freedoms. It's a great, great opportunity. They'll be back again next month, and we're going to look at getting that three-month schedule so that everybody can plan for it and come on down and get educated, get informed. But in the meantime, you know, it was a great opportunity. We showcased Dr. Phil Ross in the first half of the presentation this morning. He got to stand up there and give everybody a little bit of an introduction of what he does. And in addition to this TPI, I think the two most incredible things that he does that he brought to the table here, Rob, are the laser therapy and the coupling. And then you have a couple other modalities you use as well with the compression boots and the Gaston. So you got about what, Rob, about 7 minutes?
Yeah, about that.
All right, so let's break it down.
Yeah, so first and foremost, Dr. Philip Ross, chiropractor, also have a master's in sports rehabilitation. So when you talk chiropractic, misconception is I'm going to go in, I'm going to get my neck cracked, my back cracked, that's about it, and I'm in and out. Not the case here. We're very, very comprehensive. I do a ton of soft tissue work along with the spinal adjustments and extremity adjustments. So one of the big tools that we got here now that's helping a ton of people is our class 4 therapeutic laser. So in the greater area of Pittsburgh, there's a couple of them. Most of them are actually a cold laser. It's a class 3B, but over here we got the state of the art. It's the Rolls Royce. It's a 60-watt hot laser. It's helping a ton of people, and I'm sure Joe's probably hold from a couple patients. Been seeing a lot of neuropathies, very, very common, whether it's diabetic neuropathy, idiopathic, or a peripheral neuropathy, the laser really helps.
Okay, break down what neuropathy is.
Neuropathy, so people with numbness, tingling in their feet, pins and needles, burning in their feet.
Okay.
And it just doesn't have to be their feet. It could be their hands too.
Right.
So a lot of people with any kinds of these symptoms, or the low back pain with the dreaded sciatic cord running down the back of their leg, what this laser does is it actually works on the nerve. So you have three channels on a nerve: potassium, calcium, and a sodium ion channel. What the laser does is the best analogy for it is Think about a straw with a bunch of holes in it. You have a leaky nerve, so it keeps running down. The signal keeps tripping down your leg. The laser, what it does is it actually helps to patch up the hole in the nerve so you have a strong signal from your brain all the way down your leg so that does not trip and you don't feel the neuropathy.
Mm.
Yep.
Patches the hole in the nerve.
Patches the hole in the nerve.
Now, see, as much as I've known about the laser, I didn't know that until this very moment.
Yeah, so
I've always learned.
It's incredible. And we not only just use the laser on neuropathy, we also use our CBD. Our transdermal cream, fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
I like the cream myself because you don't have the first pass effect from the liver.
Mm-hmm.
So we put that on the target tissue at hand where there's inflammation, and we'll actually use the photon energy from the laser to drive it to the target tissue to decrease the inflammation.
Nice.
A ton of good results with that,
yeah.
Especially with the neuropathy in the feet, so the decreased altered sensation in the feet. Same thing in the hands with the carpal tunnel.
Right.
Use it for tendonitis.
Okay, address that for a second. Carpal tunnel is so misdiagnosed and mistreated. Talk about that.
I can't tell you how many times I've had a patient come in and say, "Doc, my hand's going numb. I got the carpal tunnel."
Mm-hmm.
You send them for a nerve conduction study, and it's maybe mild, if anything, so it's truly not a carpal tunnel. What happens is you could have an impingement of a nerve in your neck. It could be either in your neck, down your arm, and more commonly kind of in your elbow. So it's a little muscle on the outside of your elbow. It's called your pronator teres. The nerves that innervate and give sensation to your hand, they pass through that muscle. So if you have a tight muscle there, it's grabbing that nerve, you're having the altered sensation. So what we do here is we heat it up with the laser because most collagen is mendable at like around 100 degrees. So once we heat up that muscle enough and then we provide the therapy with it, coupled with the CBD for the anti-inflammatory, their carpal tunnel somehow just disappears.
Hmm.
Yeah.
How about that? Maybe it gets healed.
Maybe it does.
Without having it have surgery and cut in and cause more damage.
Yes, it does.
I love it. All right, what about coupling?
Okay, so for the cupping therapy.
It's cupping, not coupling.
Yeah, cupping. Yep.
Cupping.
So we will use that. Depends on the patient at hand. But a lot of active people with very, very tight muscles, it works really, really well on the back. So what we'll do is the cups, it creates a negative pressure and it will pull your skin and it's called your fascia. So your fascia is connective tissue. Think of it as pantyhose wrapping around a muscle.
Mm-hmm.
So what when you put the negative pressure in the cup, it will pull the skin and that fascia, that pantyhose connective tissue off of the muscle.
Hmm.
So any small nerve underneath can breathe.
Okay.
Yeah, so a lot of people coming in complaint, they're like, "Doc, around my shoulder blade, I just kind of feel like there's like a sharp stabbing pain and sometimes it goes numb." It's usually from, it's called a cutaneous nerve. It's a small nerve that innervates your skin. Sometimes if there's pressure on that nerve, it will cause it to depolarize and fire, and then you have the numbness or that sharp pain in your back. So when we put the cups on, it will just pull it off, and a lot of people feel a lot better.
It's just suction.
Just suction, yep.
Yeah.
Increases blood flow, the whole nine.
Okay, Gavin.
Yeah. Okay, so last one that we do, it's more commonly, a lot of people heard the word Graston technique. So it's basically an instrument-assisted soft tissue mobilization. Long story short, what that means is if you have trigger points, so a lot of people saying, "Oh, I'm just sitting here, my upper trap's tight, I got a knot in my neck," and they want to rub it out. What happens is your muscle fibers and your fascia kind of get entangled. So think of a bunch of lines or organized diagonally. So you kind of have like a trigger point there, commonly called a trigger point. So what happens is we'll actually heat up the trigger point with the laser, get the Graston tool on. It kind of looks like a butter knife. And when we go over that trigger point, it allows the myofibrils in the muscle to organize in a more linear fashion. So basically, the trigger point, instead of being all knotted up and having everything, all the muscle fibers be kind of diagonal, it helps everything just be more linear so it's not as tight. You don't have the trigger point.
All right, Joe, we've got less than a minute, sir. So if you can, some final thoughts. Joe Messina.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, wow, look at the information we packed into this hour. Incredible. And, you know, this is Dr. Philip Ross that we've been highlighting the last half of this show. We talked about the microbiome in the first half and how important that is for everything from infant, from birth, throughout your entire life. These are just some of the things we do.
at the World of Wellness, formerly the Weiner Wellness Center. We're here, we're expanding, we're growing. We want to make all of these modalities available to everybody. And the bottom line here is, Rob, we're here 6 days a week.
Great.
Come down and see us. Schedule an appointment with Dr. Ross. Give us a call, 412-922-9355. We want to help.
Joe, Phil, thank you, gentlemen. Have a great day, Joe, and we'll see you next week, okay?
Got it, Rob. Thanks, man.
All right, Joe Messina, Dr. Phil Ross, man, World of Wellness, yeah, you know it as the Weiner Wellness Center, changing the name, reconstructed, doing so many new things, innovative things, incredible things. Go to drweiner.com to find out more or call them. They're there right now at 412-922-WELL, 412-922-9355. Folks, thanks. Been an incredible day. Much more to come with my colleagues throughout the day, including the latest from CBS Radio News, which is just 5 minutes away at 2 p.m. on your Saturday.
Information. Oh, Katie.